Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. Busy Throat is in place. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Come to you this evening sort of angry. See, we can ignore those pictures of the Afghan army that our military senior leader geniuses spent 20 years and zillions of dollars on disintegrating in the face of a pack of glorified mountain banditos from the 7th century. The real story is that finally Americans, fighting men and women, are fully aware of the urgency of accepting and validating the trans experience. And it's even better if said trans people are BIPOC, plus differently abled. Our broken, woke armed forces would be a hysterically funny punchline if the joke wasn't the greatest military in human history walks into a bar, puts down trillions of dollars in buckets of American blood, and asks the bartender, "So what would it look like if all the generals and admirals sucked up to the garbage establishment that has totally failed the people of the USA?" It's a joke, but it's a sick joke. Fire all the generals, invite a few back, maybe a dozen, clean out the Pentagon. Can all of the diversity consultants, the equal opportunity officers, the climate change mitigation specialists, and every other strap-hanging oxygen thief who doesn't contribute to the only thing the military should be focusing on right now, which is putting the Chinese communists into graves if they dare cross certain lines? There has been a strategic failure of epic proportions by our civilian establishment. We need to fix that at the ballot box by tossing out every Democrat and every Liz Cheney-esque combat tourist who delights in sending our young people overseas to get ground up in idiotic wars designed to enrich their cronies. Hardest hit at the end of Afghanistan, Halliburton, Raytheon, KBR, and 100 other contractors you've never heard of. And, yeah, the Afghan people, but they never really figured into this calculus except in the abstract idea that we're going to convert a nation of savages into little Vermonters living the Norman Rockwell dream of community democracy. 20 years of failure. 20 years. I remember when this all started, how I wished that I was back in the military. How I wished I could be in that fight. They broke me of that one. They totally broke me of that one. How far and how fast we have fallen. Now, I was there 32 years ago. In the 101st Airborne Division. And in peacetime, in most cases, what you're really honing are your car washing skills and your vehicle washing skills and your tent stake washing skills. And then in 1990, in 100 hours, we annihilated, the greatest military force in human history, annihilated a country's entire army in 100 hours and barely broke a sweat doing it. And amazingly, we did it without giving a single thought to our alleged privilege, to the extent of cracking over reeking half barrels in wooden outhouses in the middle of the desert constituted privilege. Look at us now. Look at the generals in their stupid throwback uniforms from the 40s that are supposed to make the gender studies seminar we call the U.S. Army, thinking it's the same force that broke Hitler. It's not. It's not even close. A serious organization does not alternate its designation of America's most serious threat between the weather, racism, and other Americans who dissent from the general's boss's political priorities. The Navy is busy smashing ships into each other and then letting them burn, or letting them burn, but they'll tell you it's the most effective lethal fighting force ever, which is pure poppycock. It's glided along on its World War II legacy as well as for going onto a century, and it imagines that its glorious naval tradition is going to compensate for the fact that the Chinese are actually building combat-ready ships and learning how to use them. The Carthaginians, who were like that too, you know, fat, smug, and eager to sacrifice their children to Moloch, just like our garbage elite. The Romans, who had no naval tradition, took one of their boats and copied it. Does that sound familiar? They built a navy. Does that ring a bell too? Then they cleared the seas of the Carthaginians and went on to rule the world for another 500 plus years, while Carthage's field can still provide for all the sodium chloride needs. As I'm thinking about this, there's probably little or no Afghanistan left un-Taliban. The capital's getting grabbed up faster than the blueberry muffins at a Vindman family reunion. That guy, that particular guy, he represents everything wrong with our military and our elite. A mediocrity who stabbed his boss and the American people in the back by taking it up on himself to make the foreign policy rather than help the guy elected to do so, and is held up as an exemplar by a pathetic ruling caste. Recently, he posed with another disappointment who was tested and found wanting, the withered and wrinkly Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold the action hero, the Terminator, the Governator. He's now just a grouchy old man with barely the virility to sex pester his maid anymore. And that's our military, folks. The tough image hiding a pathetic reality. Like the impregnator when he botched governing California, our military botches its one job when it fights anyone not willing to just roll over. We saw the root cause when we watched those generals bedecked in medals from their failed campaigns, sitting before Congress and defending their stupid reading list consisting of the kind of stupid books that vapid, frigid, Chardonnay junkies from Santa Monica read. Not combat leaders. Move over, Sun Tzu. We got to read some Ibrahim X. Kendi stuff. He has some insights into why the country you swore to die for sucks. That should motivate the 19-year-old paratrooper from Omaha to take that hill. Or we could have Dr. Robin DiAngelo to explain how everyone is a racist, especially you. So, wait, your job is to give your life for racists? We've snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. I can't, you know, everybody that died over there, everybody that fought over there, all of your effort has been wasted. I can't understand why. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. In the past month, 212,000 illegal aliens have overrun the southern border of the United States. In the last week, the Taliban has overrun American military outposts and taken for their use, and I want to see the figure on this one, I really do, taken for their use American military equipment as they prepare to declare victory in a fight that began on 9/11 with planes flying into American buildings. And in the past day, you and me, we were labeled a terrorist by our own Department of Homeland Security, which was a department established in the immediate aftermath of 9/11 with the expressed intent of stopping real terrorists. Potential terror threats, according to the Department of Homeland Security, opposition to COVID measures, claims of election fraud, believe Trump can be reinstated, 9/11 anniversary and religious holidays. So, you heard me right. I'm not making this up. If you question the wisdom of masking 2 to 12-year-old children in school this year, you might be a terrorist. Or if you're somehow intellectually curious about the outcome of the 2020 election, when the father of sleazy porn star Hunter Biden, famous for his laptops, garnered 80 million votes, you might be a terrorist. Or worse yet, perhaps you'll take a minute to hashtag never forget the actual horror that terrorists carried out on us 20 years ago. Then you might be someone that the Department of Homeland Security thinks is a terrorist. God forbid that you celebrate Christmas. And to be clear, you were labeled this while actual terrorists are establishing a new caliphate in Afghanistan. And ironically, also while people with ties to actual terrorism blended in with hundreds of thousands of poor people and crossed into America unnoticed. You were labeled this while members of the international press were able to obtain the contents of a laptop lost by the hashtag president's son, his third, and able to broadly publish actual sex tape footage of said Astra's first son, explaining to a prostitute why he and his dad could likely be blackmailed by Russian thugs. All of this, and we're not even a full year into this new, better presidency. But hey, there's no mean tweets happening right now. And I'm not out here giving you a partisan screed. Wait till I come in on the Republicans. This is just a plain fact. The group of people operating the nation today, flying it straight into the ground, they believe they will suffer zero consequence for the massive incompetence that they're implementing globally. They honestly believe that if you don't see things the way they do, then you don't just have a difference of opinion. No. They believe that you have to be dealt with. So they're going to send the COVID-19 positive people to your urban areas by the millions from the southern border. In the case of California, they no longer cooperate with the Joint Terrorism Task Force, and thus they allow people who they have not vetted to work on terror plots that they are not monitoring to be carried out against people they obviously do not care about. By the way, that's you. When asked about the possibility of the Taliban crushing the freedoms of the Afghani people a week ago, President Joe brushed off the question. He explained that they could handle it and we wouldn't be necessary for us to worry about it. And within days, the Taliban leaders were going door to door identifying women who should be contracted for marriage to their fighters. Then, as the Taliban toppled the third and second largest cities in the country, Biden, who was taking a minute from his mid-afternoon jello break at Camp David, claimed that it wasn't his fault because his predecessor never should have negotiated with the Taliban to begin with. He was referring to Trump, but the negotiations began under Obama. And in both cases, neither of his predecessors suggested a pullout so fast that a new terror state could be established before Labor Day. but now there will be. And Joe Biden, you own it. You own it. While you're out there taking credit for all this other stuff, like the economy and this and that, and you know, the vaccine, all these other things, you own it all. You don't just own the good stuff. You own everything. Joe Biden, all on his own, has managed to reverse 20 years of security and advancement in keeping terrorism far from us. He's allowing those, I mean, these people openly, they're allowed to come across our border, even though they may have a terrorist tie here or there. He's manipulated the COVID-19 crisis while doing everything he can to prevent its solution. Because you got to remember now, it's very confusing to be a Joe follower, because he campaigned against the vaccine that he's now begging people to get. And if you disagree with him on these salient issues and much of anything else, then you must be a terrorist yourself. As I sit here and I look at this culmination of the waste of human life and effort and money that has gone into this 20-year conflict in Afghanistan. And I'm not going to sit here and debate with you. I mean, we never intended to win it going in. It was never any intent to win it, because we were not going in there to kill the enemy. We were going in there to surgically strike, which, with each and every, I mean, right now as you watch what's happening in Afghanistan, you'll see a bunch of combat age, military age males running. So, once again, what we should have done is gone in and completely destroyed every single Taliban member. Age, sex, gender, none of that matters. Destroy them all. Pull out. Let them sit back and think about that for a minute. Save ourselves the fight for another day. We never did that. We never wanted to do that. We had to have embedded reporters, and we had to have all these other things. We have wasted so much. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden back in Washington, D.C. as he prepares to address the crisis in Afghanistan this afternoon. The president leaving his vacation in Camp David earlier than expected due to the escalating nature of the crisis. As the Biden administration continues to blame former President Trump for the situation deteriorating in Afghanistan, Indiana Republican Congressman Jim Banks tells Fox News, not so fast.
This never would have happened on Donald Trump's watch. And that is a fact, because Donald Trump never closed the door on keeping a light footprint there to prevent it.
The Supreme Court will consider a big guns case from New York. The case involves a state law requiring anyone who wants a concealed carry permit to prove a special need to carry a gun outside the home. Oral arguments set to begin in early November. This is USA Radio News. A cell phone provider is investigating a possible data breach.
Vice First reporting claims of a data breach involving T-Mobile customers. The company says they're investigating a claim on an online forum which says the personal data of over 100 million users has been breached. T-Mobile saying we are aware of claims made in an underground forum and have been actively investigating their validity. The hacker telling Vice that the data came from T-Mobile's servers, including social security numbers, phone numbers, names, physical addresses, and driver's license information. The hacker is reportedly holding some of the data for ransom. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
High school students getting ready for college are paying attention to the cost of their higher education. A new survey revealed 4 in 10 say cost is the most important factor when it comes to deciding where they'll attend school. 6 in 10 students heading to college said the way they look at higher education changed due to the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normal. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the Salus line, the militia line, the Reformation, Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Right now, we've had this succession of sideshows occurring. And the news cycle, which cannot help itself, because the news cycle is, you got to remember what, the media is a petulant child that just wants attention. So, 10 days ago, or whenever that report was published, and then Cuomo decided to resign, everything in the news was Cuomo, Cuomo, Cuomo. That was it. Everything in the news was Cuomo. He doesn't have anywhere to live. He doesn't, you know, what's he going to do? He could have been impeached, all this other nonsense. When the fact of the matter, the story was over when he resigned. We should give that man no more attention at all. Bye-bye. Before that, though, it was masking. And masking to me, and I talked about this on Gun Owners NewsHour, masking to me is this big extract, you know, it's a big distraction. It's a huge distraction. And you got to understand that you masking up has nothing to do with your health. And everything to do with what will you do when we tell you to. Will you submit? And that would sound nutty if it wasn't so woke, but there's really no other conclusion to be drawn here. Because the VIPs out there are demanding that we indulge in this chin bondage, don't do it themselves. Except for photo ops. After which, it comes off, and they get to be free again. Unlike us, we don't. We get to submit to masks, to vaccines, to lockdowns. The point here is the submission. It's the goal. You're being groomed. You're being trained. Today it's your mask. Tomorrow it's going to be your soul. I have never... I'm 60 years old. I've been paying attention for a little bit now, and I've never seen so many variants of a disease. I'm aware, I'm not aware of any namings of certain flu strains, for example. And obviously we're not doing it in the order of the phonetic alphabet used by the military, because we'll be going from the Delta variant to the Lambda variant to the Omega variant. And when that comes, you should prepare to close your company again. But you'll get to buy some DoorDash with the freedom cash that we borrow from the Chi-Coms. And this is the thing. The lies are out there so obvious. They're barely worth pointing out. And it's all lies. Instead of the cluster that we're in now, imagine a world where the use of masks was actually governed by science, by real science, factual science. How would things be different? Well, there'd be a lot fewer masks, and not just in free states like Florida and Texas. We'd be looking at data like we do in gun control. We would measure costs and benefits like we do in gun control. We would refuse to bind up kids since they make zero sense, like we do in gun control when it comes to law-abiding people carrying guns. But mostly we would not be emotionally invested in the answer to the question, when are those lip thongs useful ever? We know when guns are useful. That's demonstrated daily. We already know that. Just like gun control. This is why I say there's one template that they use. One. But none of this is happening, though, just like in gun control. There's no science here, despite the left's mad, passionate, performative protestation of love for it. Science is a tool. And it doesn't really have a normal shape. And it's tossed back into... They just get rid of it when it becomes inconvenient, when it actually goes against the narrative. Science would say, these things don't really work, and if you're that concerned, then you can go get a vaccine. And that's the truth of it. Vaccine's out there. I've seen all the stuff where people saying, well, so many people are dying from the vaccine, so many blah, 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 blah. Listen, life's dangerous. I'm not trying to be flip here. Life is dangerous. Everybody that you think wants to go against you, enslave you and all the stuff, they've been vaccinated. They have. Every doctor that you go see has been vaccinated. So, and it's your choice to get that vaccine. Yours. Yours alone. I got it because it was the right thing for me to do. And if you don't want to get it, that's cool. Just don't expect me to gag myself with some bacteria-ridden towel so you can go vaccine commando. But here's the thing. It's generally not the vaccine hesitant. And you can read that to be the people who don't trust the people who've been lying to you all this time, who are the most mass psycho. If you were to tell one of them, dude, if you're so concerned about the flu, go get stuck and tie something around your own bio, they would look at you like you were nuts as well as a heretic. Those things would seem like a reasonable course of action if your goal was preventing disease, but it is not a reasonable course of action if your goal is inflicting petty humiliation upon people you consider your inferiors. And that, by the way, is the goal. No, masks are vital to these gibos pushing masks because they represent the successful exercise of power over you lesser humans, like me, like you, like all of us. Masks are not some pandemic prophylactic, but a badge of solidarity. The bearers of the said mask get to say, I'm one of the good people. I have been assimilated into the collective. Resistance is futile. And now we have to make those bad people conform. When the fact is that masks are generally useless. The germs pass through them like illegal sneaking in through Kamala's open border. Masks are the TSA airline security line of viral loading. They're pure theater. the taking of a nearly useless action merely for the sake of doing something, for the look of doing something. But none of that matters. It never did. The juice of making these uppity normals don these things, well, that's something that just pays for itself. But the super juice is throwing a big party in the Hamptons with 600 of your closest rich leftist friends, burning a bunch of fossil fuel to get there, from the climate change conference you were just attending, and then not wearing a stupid mask as you awkwardly dance to some crappy Pearl Jam music. The Obama orgy was not supposed to be a secret. They acted like it was, but it was a secret. If it was a secret, it would not have had the desired effect. And that was to push the fact that our elite overlords could not be bothered to even pretend to be bound by the rules and commands that we're expected to obey. See, this was sophistication at work. Remember? The sophisticated people get the vaccine. They were telling you that we get the milk and the apples, and you proles, you get the gruel. So whether it's Governor Hairstyle at the French Laundry or some nincompoop in D.C., we're just expected to conform. And we need to draw a line here, because right now it's a mask in your face. They're seeking something altogether different, though. They're seeking what the military should be seeking when it comes to dealing with a foreign enemy. They want to put a boot on your neck. You going to let that happen? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. When all of these conflicts started, I had only been out of the military for a short period of time, so I followed them rapidly. I knew what they were doing. I knew how they were doing it. I probably knew a lot of the people doing it. I wake up now, and I hear that Kandahar has fallen. And I know a lot of people that sucked that terrain. Kabul has fallen. To hear those names is to bring back, this realization of the operations that were going there and the fact that those operations overseas were wasted. Kandahar especially, when I heard that had fallen, that was a bad moment. I did not think the news would be so bad. I thought my time separated had been enough, and it wasn't. I thought, to take a moment to give hard-won advice to those who were there, as well as to reflect upon some of the reasons why the Taliban are on the cusp of victory. For those people, for those kids that we sent over there, this is a bad time. I was in a forward deployed unit that would have been there. And this is a bad time because our side lost, basically. And we will question the service and the sacrifice, and I've been doing that for decades now. Whatever memories that are out there, they're going to come back. The things that they've forgotten, the things they've tried to come to grips with, the things they've tried to come to peace with, that's going to come back. And some of these things are going to be overwhelming. Each day, veterans kill themselves with the loss rippling through their community. So this is a time to be extra aware of that potential. My advice is mostly just, basic common sense. When you're emotionally weak, you should not marinate in bad news. If the news of Afghanistan's fall bothers you, stop following the news. Look outside. The sun is still shining. The birds are singing. Stay in the present moment. You shouldn't dwell on the past that you cannot change, and you cannot dwell on the future if you have no capacity to change it. You should be active and focus on positive things, and do not stew on negative emotions. And ask for help if you're having bad days. Some of the hardest feelings of guilt may come from those with close ties to Afghan partners or interpreters, because once again, we've left them. And you should know that it is a very helpless feeling, and you may not be able to help, but this is not your personal fault. Talk to others. You'd be surprised how even pastors and priests or counselors can help just by listening to you. And some of the best conversations would be with your brothers in arms. And you would give great solace to each other. Then you should separate fact from emotion, because that's useful in this kind of a tragedy. And so what feels like a lifetime of observation and participation, I offer this main point. The government of Afghanistan lost the mandate of heaven. The people of Afghanistan had 20 years to experience Afghan government and decided it was not worth fighting for. Stories are legion. First President Karzai constantly releasing captured terrorist leaders as he dealt directly with the Taliban. His brother being the top gangster of Kandahar. The Afghan Air Force heroin smuggling ring. The Thursday man love sessions for all the pedophiles of the Afghan police and military. The ghost soldiers and ever stolen supplies of the Afghan army. The massive vote fraud of the Afghan presidential elections. The Afghan judges who gave no justice without a bribe. In the sum of things, the Afghan government had a facade of a constitutional system, but inside it was a collection of thieves and robbers getting as much as could be gotten while there was money flowing around. And to bring the image closer to home, imagine if the U.S. government were closer to substance to that of the city of Baltimore. Feckless, dishonest, corrupt, possibly fraudulently elected. How willing would you be to stand and die on the orders of this kind of a government? Sometimes I would put forth that some of our current national malaise is due to such a perception of our government. The miracle is that so many Afghan soldiers, airmen, and commandos fought so long and still continue to fight for a few more days at least. But the problem is, normally, groups and communities and nations usually get the government they deserve. A virtuous people is usually ruled fairly well. An anarchic people either collapses into anarchy or is ruled strictly. Bush's, and this was Bush's major conceptual strategic mistake in the post-9/11 wars. He believed that every nation longed for freedom and was capable of self-government. And as we've learned the hard way, our American constitutional government was not just ordered into existence by the founders. It was the heritage of untold generations of Germanic tribal self-government, the monastic stewarding of the Roman legacy of education, the Anglo-Saxon tradition of consultative government, the compromise of the Magna Carta, the residue of the English Civil Wars and Bill of Rights, and the self-governing experience of the Pilgrims and the colonial founders of the New World, interacting with the French and the Scottish Enlightenment. Afghanistan had none of that. The many peoples of Afghanistan lacked the human capital to democratically govern themselves. Most of them couldn't read, write, or numerate. Parts of the Afghan army basic training were simply teaching soldiers to recognize numbers. The few Afghan elites were ethnically divided and mutually suspicious. There was no tradition of peaceful self-governance. There were a bunch of clans living in a valley. Often there would be a low-level war among them over resources. They were never truly capable of self-governing themselves in the Jeffersonian sense. Therefore, they could not create a government worth dying for. Our experience in Afghanistan reminds me of the biblical story of Abraham pleading with God to save the doomed city of Sodom. If 50 righteous men could be found in the city, will you not destroy it? What if only 10 righteous men be found there? And the city was destroyed because not even 10 good men could be found. Basically, there were not enough good Afghan leaders at all levels of the security forces to beat the Taliban. And that's why they did not fall apart until the U.S. withdrew completely. Afghan forces may not have trusted their own leaders, but they had some confidence in the U.S. forces. And only a small number of U.S. forces fighting alongside the Afghans during the Trump years was enough to hold the Taliban at bay. One path that might have worked would have been some sort of mercenary Western leadership and technical force. But that's not going to happen now. I can imagine that if Trump had still been leading rather than Biden, the drawdown would have been paused and some special forces teams and bombers been dispatched in sufficient numbers to halt the Taliban advance. During Trump's years, the Afghanistan was relatively quiet. The Taliban did not attack so dramatically until they took a measure of Biden. They figured him out. They figured out what he was going to do. And then they went and did what they wanted to do. And they were correct. And now we get to watch 20 years of American blood and treasure float away like dust in the wind. And the pain's going to be real. There'll be lessons here. We should heed them. But we won't. Now, number two is inbound. Coming up next is going to be Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.